Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we've got the drop dead date for the Backstage Club. It'll be ready to go before Valentine's Day. And we will hopefully have some custom merch that Chris and team are working on to be able to get to the folks that have joined or will join. Those of you who have already donated or you've given or whatever, you're going to be getting a notification soon that'll tell you where to go get your free merch, the kits, the bundles, downloads, all kinds of cool stuff. You'll be able to get free, most of you are getting like free access to the Flick Fest. You're getting free access to videos and movies that we've already done. You're going to get to see custom graphics that have been done. You're going to get interviews that will only be available to you, blog posts that will only be available to you, articles, things that I've written, high touch. We're going to be doing monthly deals with some other influencers bigger than I am, for that matter. And we're going to be doing some different things. I'm going to do a series called What They Should Have Said that will only be available. Well, certainly it'll be available to the Backstage Club people first before anybody else ever gets to see it, if they get to see it at all. So I'm encouraging you to get signed up with us. What we've figured out with our team is we have tons of stuff that you haven't seen, behind-the-scenes stuff with friends of mine that are celebrities. We've been to their concerts, backstage with them, things like that. We're going to be putting all that stuff together, and it's going to be the best value out there. Not to mention, we will be developing stuff all the time so that you can, you know, it's always going to be fresh. It's just like the show, just like, you know, I mean, look, all of it. And then for the people that, you know, obviously they're friends of mine I've known for years. This year we're going to get together and do some stuff, whether it's cruises or whatever. Hopefully you're getting discounts because you're signed up with the Transact card and you're getting your cruise points, things like that. When my friends contacted me, Pam and Bruce are going on a cruise, $350 that would probably cost them, I think Pam said it would easily be $800 to $1,000 a person, but they use $1,000, $1,000 of their Transact points. So there's a big cruise. It's a 5-day Caribbean cruise. So $350, crazy. Wish I could go. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. I want to talk about this new poll that has 56% of the people saying they want Trump in prison. And I will ask you, do you believe that? Do you believe that 56% of Americans, which, by the way, constitutes the number of people that support Trump, at least 56%, and they want him in prison? And in prison for what? It's funny to watch the left. Joe Biden says, I need help in selling my message. And then you start seeing these puff pieces of, well, listen, we do understand that things are tough, but it's starting to look up. New polling shows that people are not nearly as mad about the price of gasoline and the economy. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's a train, and it's coming to hit you. Don't give me this. Look, I know BS when I smell it. I know how to play pull my finger, okay? I don't believe it. I don't believe for one second 56% of the people want Trump in prison. Tell me what you want him in prison for. Racism? Homophobia? Xenophobia? He doesn't like Mexicans, Kevin. Let's put him in prison. The nonsense has been kicked around about us. Aren't you sick of it? Aren't you sick of them attacking our leaders, our warriors? And I always come back to this. How could you possibly support Joe Biden? We'll get to that in a bit. But here's what I will tell you, because I know this is a fact. When Joe Biden comes to town or to do an event, more people show up to boo him than to support him. True. Go look at anywhere he goes. He goes to New York. Right now, I think he was in Pennsylvania the other day. People lined up to boo him. Boo! Holding up Trump pictures. That was a lot of Hamas supporters or whatever. I'm not looking for that. Those people to join our ranks, but there are a lot of people that just don't like him. Consider all that you have to do what you have to dismiss in order to support Joe Biden. I mean, you have to be the biggest idiot on the planet to look at what this man has done to this country and appreciate it and to want more of it. I like it. I love it. I want some more. Really? You want some more of it? I know it's not nice to name call, folks, but I'm not nice. Not to leftists, because I deliver to them the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat that you're an idiot if you support Joe Biden. I know there are people out there, well, Kevin, we've got to take a different approach when we talk to the left. You take your approach. I'll take my approach. When I'm talking to leftists, I tell them what you're. I go, look, you can say what you want about Donald Trump, but you have to be a flaming idiot to vote for Joe Biden, to want any part of him. You wouldn't want to be his friend. You wouldn't want him as a business partner. You wouldn't want him babysitting your kid. There is nothing about that man you want. The only thing you do, you've been trained to hate. You've been trained to hate the other side because there is nothing about him to support. Not when they cheated him in 2020 and not this joke of a campaign that he's running. Nancy Pelosi had the nerve to say, Joe Biden deserves not to have to go out and campaign. I mean, he's got lots to do, what, in his basement, running, hiding? The crooked leader of the biggest crime family in America, possibly the world, not based on volume. Joe Biden's too stupid to get a lot of money for his crime. He's a chili pimp when it comes to selling out America for a few million dollars. Think about it. Let's say the Biden family got $50 million, $100 million. That's in the range. Compared to what? Selling us out? Giving away stuff to the Chinese? This man is giving away trillions of dollars of technology, trade policy, you name it, to the Chinese by themselves. He gave away our oil and gas infrastructure, our energy infrastructure, to the Ukrainians and the Chinese. Steel. All of it. For pennies. It's beads for Manhattan. Also, he can live a little better life. So he can take his little pasty white butt walking on the beach near, I don't know, Schenectady or wherever the heck he's from. Scranton. There's no beach in Scranton. I don't care. I didn't care about geography. Look, it's not intentional that I criticize leftists. I call them idiots. But I'll tell you this, I don't like idiots. I'm biased. I'm prejudiced. I'll admit it. I'm a bigot. But they earn my scorn. Biden got booed in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you guys saw that. We got a lot to talk about today, as we do every single day. I'm glad you're with me. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have a dream that Kevin Jackson will not be judged by the color of his humor, but by the content of his radio show. I have a dream today. Not my best MLK, but hey, be happy I'm doing a show on a black man's holiday. Y'all better wake up out there, white America. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I have a dream today. Oh, man. MLK. Reverend Martin Luther King. He'd be rolling over in his grave right now. Look, well, he is. Everything that's happening with respect to race relations and stuff. I mean, do you think that MLK would look at this legacy of his and say, this is what I wanted, free at last. Thank God Almighty. I mean, you ain't free. You slaves, white folks slaves, everybody is slaves. Oh, y'all got me talking ethnic now. Yeah, Kevin, we don't know what he's talking about. He picked up some Ebonics. He's talking Ebonics now. Sound like his Uncle Larry. I have a dream. I have a dream that that this radio show catches on. It does. But I'm saying, you know, reaches the masses. I'm going to be honest with you. I get sick of hearing these people that are afraid to go out there and speak their minds. That's what I like about Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's got no chance of winning. I talked about this the other day. He's got no chance of winning. But that's okay. He's going to come out unscathed in this presidential race. Vivek Ramaswamy is raising his status. He won't win. He may even drop down in the polls because that's what the left wants you to believe, that nobody's listening to him. They are listening to this man. He is speaking the truth about every single issue, race, gender, you name it. And he's resonating. Good for him. And you know what it is? It's holding the principle. And I'm going to tell you something. I would so love to be doing better financially than I am. But I will tell you this. There is no more pride I can have in what we do at this program than sticking to principle. And we go out every show. I talk to you guys. Become one of our warriors and, you know, get in with the program. And we're going to give you so much incentive that you're going to want to do it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the majority of the best stuff that we're going to give will be behind the firewall. That is now a promise. Now, Albert, Ann, Bob and Bill and Carol, Bob and Carol, Andy, but there's a bunch of you. I've named many of you and many of you I haven't. I got a letter from, who is it? Here's they wrote me. Kevin, I hope this will help a little. I hope to be able to give more when financially able. And these guys sent me a Christmas card over the holidays with a $20 check. Let me tell you, you're in. Your grandfather. Thank you. I'm going to make sure that the people that stood by us and continue to stand by us, you're going to get the best of us. And it's going to be behind the firewall. I'm just telling you right now. And we're going to deliver stuff in front of the firewall that's going to make you proud. Absolutely. You can come here, going to get entertained. But you know what? This is what we do for a living, what a lot of the people in my group have been doing for well over a decade. And we have selflessly done it. Selflessly. Could have sold out. Every one of the people that work for me are the best at what they do. I'm about to preach up in here. Yeah. I have a dream today. And my dream today is that people wake up and go, you know what? This dude delivers. His team delivers. And we do it unselfishly. I think the word is selflessly. We don't care. I was watching this Deion Sanders thing. I think it's called Prime or something like that. And Deion's walking by something. And he's like, they're filming him. And he's walking down the street. And there's a empty water bottle in the street. And he's walking, getting ready to go into his offices, and he bends over to pick that water bottle up. And I thought to myself, that's me. He had no reason to do that other than pride of the place that he lives in. That's the only reason. And he did it. He bends over to pick that up. And I thought to myself, those are the selfless people. Those are the people that, I don't care how you measure, that to me is the wealth of a spirit. My son's, he asks me that all the time, my youngest, well, he doesn't anymore, but we'll be walking through an airport and there'll be a piece of trash on the ground. I'll bend over and pick it up and throw it away. And one day he asks, he goes, Dad, why do you do that? And I go, because somebody needed to. I don't even think about it. And that's the pride you should have in everything that you do, is that it doesn't matter who. Get it done, man. Get it done. Anyway, I'm going to joke about MLK Day because I wasn't going to work today. My wife's not feeling well. I still got voice issues. My brother gave me the stupid cold. Now he's like, well, hey, bro, I hate to tell you, but we're going to be coughing for 6 months. Well, thank you for bringing that over to me. Should have kept your butt at your house, but. Anyway, love him to death, though. I mentioned Biden got booed in Pennsylvania. He visited a coffee shop where he announced that he was a senator. He says, I work for the government in the Senate. The man in charge of this nation doesn't even know who he is. More Biden. You want to hear a little bit more about Biden? How about these? There are things that become indicators of what's going on in the world. And they're very small. And one of them is, for me, the black market. You can measure it by the black market. How many people are, okay, I'll give you an example. I made my son watch this vape program because all these kids in school are vaping. And I told him, you've been tricked into vaping. It's dangerous. Don't believe because they took the tobacco out. The nicotine is dangerous, the delivery system, and they dope it with salt. They use, I forget what they call it, but it's a saline doping of it so that the nicotine delivery is even more powerful and these kids are getting addicted, yada, yada, yada. So I had him watch this thing, this vaping show with me. But here's the point about the vaping. So my son goes, yeah, he goes, here's the deal, Dad. He goes, you can't buy flavored vape in California. I went, really? He goes, no. Because the whole vaping thing was it attracts teenagers and kids to it because of the flavors. You just think it's root beer or it's mango. Mango is a super popular one that we learned in this show. He goes, you can't buy. He goes, you can get it here. And I said, what do you think that creates? He goes, an underground. I said, you think they're not getting these flavored vapes in California? He goes, no. He goes, I can only imagine that at the border where between Arizona and California that they're just running these things across the line. Man, and by the way, paying 3X, 4X what they would pay normally. What they do is they create this underground that's worse than the problem itself. And they think they're solving problems. They are not trying to solve problems. And this is what Joe Biden, I'm with the government. The first thing that coffee shop owner should have said was, get out of here. You're with the government and what? You're here to help? Well, here's some outcomes for you. Fair jumpers in New York. They said the arrests of people that are jumping fares is up 132%, and guns, people brandishing guns is up 29% in the New York City subway system.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Getting preliminary details now about a reported plane crash off the coast of California. Reports indicate a plane went down in Half Moon Bay at around 7:15 p.m. local time yesterday. The U.S. Coast Guard, California Highway Patrol, and local fire crews responded. Still not clear what kind of plane it was or how many people may have been aboard or injured. Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis says Biden administration border policy should be blamed for tragedies that happened there. There is recent reporting about immigrants who died trying trying to swim across the Rio Grande River. Texas state officers prevented federal officers from rendering them aid.
The federal government down there has frustrated Texas's attempt to try to get people not to come across the border.
DeSantis on CNN's State of the Union Sunday. The U.S. Justice Department asking the U.S. Supreme Court to order Texas to stop blocking Border Patrol agents from the area. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People don't know this, but when I was first getting the great CDs, I did CNN. And I was on Don Lemon's show. And this is when Don Lemon was, he had become radicalized by the time I got there. But I had listened to Lemon before that, and he was reasonable. I considered him middle of the road, independent. Left-leaning moderate, I guess would be the best way to put it. And I had respect for him. I mean, he was a priss, but that's fine. But I had respect for him. I was like, you know what? He plays devil's advocate. At the end of his career, and this is where you can tell when people lose themselves, he lost himself because he just flatly, he went off the deep end. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I know this firsthand. This isn't me guessing. I spent a lot of time with Don Lemon. One of my best friends is best friends with Don Lemon. So I have a lot of insight, personal as well as, you know, one degree of separation. So anyway, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Don Lemon, when I first started watching him on CNN, was a fairly, I mean, he's never been a bright guy. But he at least played devil's advocate and went on both sides. And I want to play something, a clip that he did, and it's appropriate to play it on, you know, during, because we're coming up on Black History Month. I know y'all are all excited about Black History Month. Yeah, I'm already starting to get mail on it. Right? Right, producers? How much mail have we gotten from our audience on? Kevin, I can't wait for Black History Month. Anyway, this is Don Lemon talking about five things that black people shouldn't do. He would never say this today, but he said this before. Here it is.
Because black people, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just five things that you should think about doing. Here's number five. And if this doesn't apply to you, if you're not doing this, then it doesn't apply to you. I'm not talking about you. Here's number five. Pull up your pants. Walking around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay. In fact, it comes from prison when they take away belts from the prisoner so that they can't make a weapon. And then it evolved into which role a prisoner would have during male-on-male prison sex. The one with the really low pants is a submissive one. You get my point? Number four now is the N-word. By promoting the use of that word when it's not germane to the conversation, have you ever considered that you may just be perpetuating the stereotype the master intended, acting like a... Now number three. Respect where you live. Start small by not dropping trash, littering in your own communities. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I rarely, if ever, witness people littering. I live in Harlem now. It's an historically black neighborhood. Every single day I see adults and children dropping their trash on the ground when a garbage can is just feet away. Just being honest here. Number two, finish school. You want to break the cycle of poverty? Stop telling kids are acting white because they go to school or they speak proper English. A high school dropout makes on average $19,000 a year. A high school graduate makes $28,000 a year. A college graduate makes $51,000 a year. Over the course of a career, a college grad will make nearly $1 million more than a high school graduate. That's a lot of money. And number one, and probably the most important, just because you can have a baby, it doesn't mean you should, especially without planning for one or getting married first. More than 72% of children in the African American community are born out of wedlock. That means absent fathers. And the studies show that lack of a male role model is an express train right to prison. And the cycle continues.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Don Lemon before he lost his mind. Yeah, lost his ever-loving mind. And now he would never say this to black folks. And it's all true, right? Is any of it any different? What do you think when you see somebody sagging? Let me tell you, boy, you want to get a licking in our house, sag. Not too long ago, my son came downstairs with his pants kind of down, and Melissa lit into him. There is no sagging in this house. I pulled my pants straight up. I was like, whoa, shoot, I don't want any of that. No, true story, though. She saw him sagging, and he knows. I've seen him sort of try, you know, like, because the kids do what they think is stylish. And we were like, there are things we will let you get away with. That ain't one of them. So he's right. The N-word, I think, is a joke. I mean, I use it. Absolutely. Let me tell you, I get around certain friends or cousins, and we use it the same way people. I mean, it's a term of endearment. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what you think about me. I use it in the context that it's meant to be used, and I don't think of it as anything. I think it's a joke that somebody believes that you can make, that we can go, oh, well, you know the N-word. Oh, you mean the word? Because the N-word tells me exactly what the word is. What do I conjure up when you go the N-word, pink elephant? Huh? Huh? It's just stupid. We've weaponized something that isn't even a weapon. We've weaponized something that no matter how much white folks, you know, I'm appalled at that word. Well, who cares? Let me tell you. Every day, millions and billions and billions of times a day, black folks are using it in jest. Comedians use it. Rappers use it. People use it in everyday language. I'm telling you, it is so non-powerful. It's ridiculous. And yet, you know what it does? It keeps you white folks off kilter. You are afraid to say it. It is. You want to go nuclear on a white person? Make them fear, put the fear of the devil in them. Just even mention it. Just allude to it. Oh, I never say that word. I think it's disgusting. Shut up. It's none of that. It's a word we've been using for. And by the way, I don't care if you don't want to use it. If you do, fine, Kevin. I just can't say it. Okay, fine. I get it. You didn't grow up saying it. You didn't grow up around my boys and all that. No problem. It's not a, look, do what you want to do, Cracker. Do what you want to do. But don't tell me what to do. I've been using that word since I was a kid. Let me put it to you this way. I don't know that I've ever used that word in a negative way unless I'm explaining like Chris Rock did that there, and then there, and there's the A-S and the E-R-S. And we know which ones they are. And in the black community, it's so overblown with whites that it cracks me up. Because it's nothing. It means nothing to us. But it's a way to keep you guys just like, oh boy, I tell you what. Woo-hoo. And you are so afraid of it. Let me tell you, if I were white, I'd be using that word. I'd be using it like I use if, and but. That's how much I'd use it. Yeah. Mess with me. Anyway, he goes on to talk about respect where you live. We're celebrating MLK right now, so I'm breaking down some things that you probably are afraid to talk about on Thanksgiving dinner. But I'll talk about it. Don Lemon is telling you, respect where you live. He is so right. I told this story. I said, when we lived in St. Louis, gentrified neighborhood, trying to, you know, raise the value of, pardon me, of other black folks' homes, And I'm not lying. I went to go walk my dog. A dude drives by in a car, tosses his In-N-Out burger bag onto the street right in front of my house. And I'm like, wow. He didn't even wait to get two neighbors down. He's in front of my house, almost like he's challenging me. Yeah, I shot him, but no, I'm kidding. But the point is, why would you do that? So I go pick it up and throw it. I was disgusted. And of course he's a brother. But the idea, he couldn't even keep the thing in his car and say, I'll wait until I get to a trash can, I'll throw this away. He literally tosses it out of his car. We found whiskey bottles, you name it. And we're supposed to be gentrifying the neighborhood. It's a bunch of people who came in to buy property that's going to raise the property value of all the black folks, because it was in the city, inner city of St. Louis, South St. Louis. He goes on to talk about finishing school. And he touches on a key point, acting white. I was accused of acting white. Kevin, you're enunciating. You're pronouncing your G's. What is it with you? What do you mean, what is it with me? I know how language goes. I can not enunciate. You want me to get all ethnic? I'd do it in a minute. I can get ethnic. I just choose not to. And it's the way my father talked. I wasn't around my father enough to know how he talked, but everybody that knows me knows I talk just like him. I sound just like the dude. It was born in me. Anyway, finish school. And don't be ridiculing the people that are studious. I remember Charles Payne and I were doing a deal together at Fox, and Charles was talking about he was studious. He liked carrying his briefcase, and kids made fun of him. Why would you do that? And the last one is no babies out of wedlock. Goodness gracious. Seriously? You do have to tell people this, sadly, and certainly in the black community. These young black girls want to have babies. They want to be mothers. They only see the glamorous part. They don't see the part that requires work. Hard to believe, folks. It was the point where Don Lemon got it right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Y'all thought our brother was going to take a day off on MLK Day, and I'm working up in here. I'm working, baby. What are you white folks doing on this holiday that black people got you? What are you doing? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to... The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, white folks aren't the only ones that are getting a day. Mexicans, Asians, Native Americans, everybody's getting a day on black people. So happy MLK Day. The left are preparing you for Black History Month. BHM is what they call it. BHM because of BLM. Right? Somebody ought to write a song about it. Here you go. Have you seen the Sasquatch commercial by Dean Phillips? Where the Sasquatch is like, Joe Biden is the most elusive person on the planet. It's hysterical. Here, let's hear it. Let's play that.
I'm something of an expert on elusive creatures. So I challenged myself to find President Biden in New Hampshire during this primary season. I thought I was good at hiding. So I asked around, have you seen Joe? I mean, how can you have tens of thousands of people looking for you all the time and not one person find you? I've looked for him everywhere, even the Democratic primary debate. No, Joe. But I did keep seeing this guy, Dean Phillips, who's everywhere. It's like he actually cared about what people were telling him. A politician that cares? Well, that's scarcer than Joe Biden in New Hampshire. I started to wonder, I mean, has Joe Biden even been here at all? Never did find Joe Biden. Now some big money super PAC is telling us to vote for him. Why write him in when he's written us off?
Very clever commercial. It's better visually because they have a lot of visuals and things that are very subtle. That they did a great job on it. And I think using Sasquatch to say this guy's not campaigning anywhere, he's ignoring him. And Joe Biden, to his credit, he's saying, look, I'm not wasting my time. He's pulling kind of a Donald Trump. He's acting very Trumpian. Notice Trump is like, y'all have your debates. I don't care. Even have your DeSantis-Gavin Newsom debate. How'd that go over? Is anybody still talking about that? So Biden's right to do it, but Dean Phillips is right to say, hey, I'm rising in the polls. I think he says he's 26% in Iowa or New Hampshire. Not that it matters. Joe Biden is he's the guy that they want right now, but he's out. And Dean Phillips maybe is playing the long game. Maybe he's smarter than all of them. Maybe he's saying, I'm the only guy really running in the race, so they can't just shoehorn somebody in. Him and Marianne Williamson. By the way, Dean Phillips had a little rally there in New Hampshire, and not a single person showed up. He was gracious about it. He says, if you build it, I guess they don't always come. And he chuckled, and they went their merry way. But they're all irrelevant. Joe Biden's irrelevant in the whole scheme of things. And we're going to have some justice this year for us. I know it's hard to believe. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. It's hard to believe that we're going to get some justice this year as conservatives. But we will. It may not be as much as you want in the time that you want, but we will get justice because the truth will set them free. And the truth is going to put some people in jail this year. Joe Biden's still struggling, man. No matter what they tell you, don't believe the hype. He's struggling. They cannot get this man over the finish line. The only question for me is what level of desperation will they get to expose even more of their crooked nature? Because it's coming. They can't win with their candidate. You've got the comparison of Trump before. You've got the actual outcome of Joe Biden. I mean, what two things could you want? And I know they always say, well, you know, what's at the least common denominator? The least common denominator voter is struggling under Joe Biden. Didn't struggle under Trump. And they're not so far off from when Trump was president that they don't remember. Man, I wasn't struggling under Donald Trump. I may not like the Republicans or whatever. You may have poisoned me to think a particular way, but let me tell you something. I did better under that dude. And there has never been a bigger dichotomy. The difference between one end and the other end. There has never been a bigger dichotomy. Not even during Reagan Carter. This is the worst economy ever. Joe Biden has spent another $6 or $7 trillion in 4 years. More than Obama did. He spent $6 or $7 trillion and he couldn't grow the stock market. He ruined the economy. He's on the verge of war. And by the way, did he say the most stupid thing you've ever heard? This guy said he does not support the Taiwanese and supports a one China policy. He essentially gave the green light to China to go in and take over Taiwan. What an idiot. Even if you thought that, you should never have said it. Here's what they're saying about Joe Biden and his poll numbers.
They aren't improving. In fact, they seem to be going in the other direction. Our poll this morning has Biden's approval rating at 33%. That's historically low, low for him, low for an incumbent president. It's 15 years since we've seen numbers that low. And on the economy, it's even actually worse. Only 31% say that they approve of Biden's handling of the economy.
it's one thing that Joe Biden is incompetent, but he's an embarrassment. He's an incompetent and an embarrassment. And I'm talking about on a scale that I've never seen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But there are people out there who still support him. They say, we've got to have him. Here's his wife, Dr. Jill, telling everybody why we need more Joe.
There are two hot wars on the world stage that your husband is managing. There's the threat of another Trump presidency, which we just talked about. He's a man indicted four times. He's doubling down on the conspiracy theories, flouting the rule of law. Many would say that literally everything is on the line. I think you just said that. This is a massive amount of physical and emotional stress. It would be on any person. Your husband is 81. At the end of the second term, he'd be 86. As his life partner of 46 years, is there a part of you that is worried about his age and health? Can he do it?
He can do it, and I see Joe every day. I see him out, you know, traveling around this country. I see his vigor. I see his energy. I see his passion every single day.
Mm-hmm. So to those who say, I can't vote for Joe Biden, he's too old, what do you say?
I say his age is an asset.
Aha! He's wise.
Yes, he's wise. He has wisdom. He has experience. He knows every leader on the world stage. He's lived history. He knows history. Mm-hmm. He's thoughtful in his decisions. He is the right man or the right person for the job at this moment in history.
Oh, man, you got to love it. The threat of another Trump presidency, because it was such a threat last time when you were able to pay your bills. When gas prices are reasonable, you could afford to live in the place where you live, where your salary wasn't eaten up by inflation, where your stock, your portfolio was going through the roof. It was tough to live through those old Trump days. I tell you what. Welcome back, everybody. And I love it. He creates a massive amount of stress. By the way, Trump's been indicted four times, in case you didn't know it, and he's still spouting out all those conspiracy theories. Can you believe these people? I mean, there are times you got to feel like this. I don't watch TV, you know, with these people, but when you see even the clips, you just want to go in there and shake them and say, do you really believe the BS that you're pushing out right now? Don't you want to go? Truly, I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to go all throughout D.C., L.A., New York. I want to get in a room full of leftists and just trash them. Just say, how in the heck could you possibly support this pathologically lying, brain-dead moron who runs a crooked enterprise, has taken his country down a rat hole, has the lower and middle class struggling, and then wants to sell it as if it's something. I just want to just go in there and just absolute, like a flamethrower, metaphorically, of course. She says Biden is 81. At the end of his second term, he'd be 86. And he can do it. He could do it. I'm telling you. He. You know what Joe does? He travels around, and he's got vigor, and he's got passion, and I see it every day. Think about what she said. He travels around. Wow. What an accomplishment. She didn't get into what he's done. Is he traveling around looking at the carnage that he's created, the homeless situation, the border situation? Is Joe really plugged in about to start another war, letting China go into Taiwan? We'll get more into that another show. But this guy is the biggest clown ever elected. And if you're not saying that to anybody that brings him up in a conversation, shame on you. If somebody says they voted for Biden, you should say, I didn't realize you were that stupid.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson.